this is Doug Bowles, president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
All right, 720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway as we close in on the 103rd running of the Indy 500 with the man who has his hand on the pulse of so much that is happening in the middle of the eye of the storm. Great to be able to get him. He is the president here at IMS, the one and only Doug Bowles. Doug, welcome to WGN.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for coming down and hanging out with us.
Oh, this is the place to be. We did a little bit of social media. It's the best seat in the house for this. So much is happening. You know, we always talk about the calendar, and when it turns to May, the whole place comes alive, where it's getting serious.
Yeah, this is the big kickoff weekend as we lead into next, and obviously the Indy 500 next weekend. It is our Super Bowl, but there's all kinds of activities that go on leading up to the Indianapolis 500. We got stuff that goes on all summer, but this is why we do it. We love to be here and hear those sounds that we're hearing in the background right now.
The action on the track and the world's eyes will be fixated and focused here for the running. But so much is leading up to it. And that's one of the things that you've done and we've highlighted in a lot of our conversations is you try to make the experience here more things to more people, building in a lot of stuff for fans, a lot of stuff for the visual side, the fun stuff, the family side. What's going on this week?
So that's absolutely true. I mean, this is a racing event, but it's so much more. And in fact, a lot of our customers, the racing just happens to happen. It's all the other activities. It's, you know, hanging out with family and friends, meeting them here. We've got a pretty cool fan midway with opportunities for folks to get into go-karting, sort of experience what it's like to race at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. But next weekend, music is a big part of the weekend with Foreigner and Cool and the Gang and Zac Brown Band and a whole bunch of other things that take place. It is much more than just the racing, and it's one of those American iconic events that I think people just have to experience to understand how much more it is. This isn't about cars just going in circles.
Doug's like, you know, the race happens. It's kind of an ancillary sort of peripheral thing. When it comes to the music, it has become, and the word on the street and from the fans and listeners is that the music has become such a big part of it. And how do you determine, you know, which bands? Because there isn't necessarily just one type of music that's associated with motorsports or IndyCar. And you guys do have a range, right? A lot of diversity in the music from country to rock to classic favorites. How do you choose them?
Well, Carb Day is our big party day here. That music tends to be more classic rock, and, you know, Foreigner fits right in that in a lot of songs. Even if you're a young kid and you don't know the name Foreigner, you'll know some of the songs. But we brought Kool and the Gang in this year to add a little bit more diversity to that, so we're excited about that duo. And then we do the country music on Saturday, Zac Brown Band coming in. And then Sunday, race day, inside of our 300,000-plus folks, there's 30,000 young adults under the age of 30 listening to EDM music. So Skrillex, Alesso, Illenium, and Chris Lake, which are names that I have no idea other than I've memorized them. I don't know what they sing, but I know the young folks really like it. So music has been one of the draws to get people to visit the Speedway.
One of the things that we love about it is the connection with Chicago. Obviously, it is one of those family road trips away. It is a destination for motorsports fans. When you talk about music and songs, Jim Cornelissen singing the most famous song, right, isn't a band. It's just one guy, and he's here again.
Well, and this will be his third year, and the 300,000-plus fans here, I think, would like him to come back forever. He does it so well. And last year, he was here for the whole weekend. He did the parade and was here for Carb Day and really embraced it. He has been embraced by our fan base like you can't believe, and even that connection goes a little further. I mean, we had Corey Crawford in as our pace car driver for the IndyCar Grand Prix, so the connection with Chicago is really, really strong, and we've certainly had a great connection with the Blackhawks.
Yeah, with Blackhawks, of course, he is the voice of the Blackhawks, but he's got big Indiana roots himself, too, personally, too, so he isn't just great at it. He's an Indiana guy, and when you think of the star power that you have, you're certainly the drivers on the track, so much of what happens, you know, Mario Andretti, we'll talk about that in just a second, but this is one of the things that I think is unique about the Indy 500 is that it draws in people from all walks of notoriety. You will see A-list stars here from everything. And again, you guys have done it. You got Matt Damon. You got Christian Bale. Talk about, and what is it like? You know, you have so many stars on the motorsport side, but some of the biggest names in movies too.
Yeah, it's really fun when folks from outside of our world decide that they want to come to the Indianapolis 500. Lady Gaga came a few years ago, which was really cool. We're excited about our announcement yesterday with Matt Damon and Christian Bale going to come wave the green flag and be part of the festivities. And you're exactly right, though. There's a lot of stars that are in our sport that are here. So Mario celebrating his 50th anniversary of his win this year is an awful lot of fun. But bringing those stars in is what makes it special. Kevin Sumlin, football coach that a lot of college fans would know. Kevin Sumlin, he comes here every year, which is crazy. You'd never think, but that's part of what he does. So you see a lot of those folks that come in and are sort of under the radar. David Letterman, people that just make this something that they do every year.
Here at Indianapolis, and you've got the people coming coming in and all of the action that goes along with it on Memorial Day here. Talk a little bit about, and I see here set up, you've got the new security system put in. I don't know if it's hashtag ADT there, but you've got a military presence here. And so talk a little bit about recognizing our men and women in uniform.
Well, race weekend, obviously it's a Memorial Day weekend, so that's really important to do that. In fact, one of the most powerful moments of pre-race is the military march. And this year we got a little twist on it that's going to make it even more special as those military men and women walk down pit lane. But today, leading into the weekend, is Armed Forces weekend, so we're honoring men and women who are serving or have served. They come in for free, and there's all kinds of military displays here. That's become one of the really fun weekends that we have here, and one of the things I love, and last night they started flying the helicopters in, so watching them land, and one of my favorite moments of the month is Sunday evening after qualifying's over, standing out and watching those helicopters take off and leave is pretty powerful. It just makes you feel good about being an American and just the freedom that we have at this volunteer military force.
So many things to so many people. Upwards of 300 plus thousand people will be enjoying it. Millions around the world as NBC kicks off their coverage for it. And they've been a great partner. We've talked with all of those teams of the way that they've embraced motorsports, specifically Indy, a little bit really quickly about what it's going to be like to have those folks here highlighting all that action.
Well, from the moment we announced that NBC would be our partner going forward, 54 years of ABC, appreciate everything they've done. But NBC has been a fantastic promotional partner and has used every opportunity, every sporting event that they've had to really talk about the Indianapolis 500 and get people excited about it. So it's been a great partnership so far. We look forward to the first broadcast with them.
Hundreds of thousands here on site, in person, and of course millions around the world on NBC. For those people who want to get here and experience some of that amazing history themselves, where can they go?
Well, the best place to find out all the information about the Speedway is at IMS.com. We've got ticket information there, schedule information, activity information, even beyond May if you want to come back at some other point in time. Just show up at the gate. We can sell you a ticket at the gate. But if you're coming race day, probably ought to go to the website.
Eye of the Storm, Doug Bowles here with his hand on the pulse of so much of the action happening here for the 103rd running of the Indy 500. Thanks, Doug, for everything that you do. You're such an integral part of helping to make this speedway, this facility, such a big part of what happens here in America in motorsports. And thanks for jumping on WGN today.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm a little passionate about it. I appreciate you coming down and helping us every year. And look forward to a good day today.